USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the South. Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold v. Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
With inflation skyrocketing to unimaginable levels in the first year of the Biden presidency, there are some that still want to push the massive partisan Build Back Better bill.
In the waning days of 2021, the White House making it clear the president's Build Back Better plan is priority one. But the next thing on the list to get over the goal line when the new year gets here is the Voting Rights Act the Democrats are pushing. And on CBS's Face the Nation, the Vice President Kamala Harris doubled down on the importance of passing what are called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. However, she sidestepped her willingness to support a carve-out to the filibuster to get the legislation through Congress.
We will do and look at whatever is necessary to push for Congress to take this issue on.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
People around the world are reacting to the death Sunday of Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that in the end, good prevails. Segregation was a key aspect of our lives. You knew, I mean, that there were some who were in and the others were out. You had these separate exits. But then you went on to the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy. But a lot of it was humiliating.
Archbishop Tutu was a towering global figure for peace and an inspiration to generations across the world. During the darkest days of apartheid, he was the hope for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance.
By the fact that you have abused me, you have hurt me, or whatever it is that you have done, you have wronged me. By that, you have given me a certain right, as it were, over you, that I could refuse to forgive you. I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right.
Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.